A number of Syrian non-governmental organizations have organized an event to honor injured Syrian army personnel. The event took place in Damascus with the presence of a large number of civilians and high-ranking military officials in a show of support to members of the Syrian armed forces who were injured while fighting Takfiri militants.
It's a great honor to meet the injured army personnel who we are proud of. They have sacrificed their lives in defense of our country. The country's steadfastness is derived from their commitment. Their wounds have kept our flag raised high.
A video was played showing army victories over foreign-backed militants. The event also included artistic shows and performances with songs glorifying Syria and expressing loyalty to the army and the homeland. Twenty army personnel then took the stage and were honored by military officers and Syrian NGOs. They may have lost a leg, hand, or even sight, but they told Press TV they will carry on performing the duty of defending their country.
I was injured in eastern Al-Ghouta when militants fired an Israeli-made loud rocket. Part of my left leg was cut off as a result. We appreciate the popular support we're receiving, and this contributes to a great extent in further raising the morale of army personnel.
The event was a message Syrians wanted to deliver that they are aware of the challenges and threat facing them. The participants showed full solidarity with the Syrian armed forces, stressing that the strength of the army will preserve Syria's sovereignty and Syrians' right to decide their own future.
Syrians expressed high appreciation of the Syrian army's sacrifices and defending the homeland. They said they are confident that together with the Syrian army and armed forces, they will win the battle against foreign-backed militants. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.